Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for episode 21 of Keep Up with Liz and Kim.
Wow, can you believe 21 episodes and we're already halfway through 2024?
We were just talking about where has July gone? We're already midway through July. This is crazy.
Yes, time just keeps marching along here in Ada, but so many fun things going on. The 4th of July celebration here in town was a great time. We were in the parade with the ABA, and it was fun to see all those families dressed up in their red, white, and blue and smiling and having a good time. And now we're looking forward to all of our August events and some great new things happening in August, Liz.
Yeah, so Ada Hotel. You guys, the moment you guys have all been waiting for, we know it's been a long process. But the wait has been worth it. It is amazing. In August, we are going to be having a community event, which we will talk more about that later. But it's going to be awesome. We're super excited to share this location with you. It's so ingrained in history. And I know, talking with Kristen from the History Center, this is going to be an amazing space to come hang out, enjoy, and stay.
It feels like a showcase of Ada. It's going to encompass so much of what has been. It's going to create some new traditions. I've heard rumors that there's some weddings already booked, which is very exciting. It's going to be a wonderful venue for that. And I just think all the energy around it is just going to build a kind of a crescendo. I know when the signs went up for the restaurants and the Ada Hotel, there was a whole buzz. People were taking photos. Yeah. It's just really exciting.
It is. And the signs went up and it felt real.
Right.
For so long, it's just been a very long building, you know, and now the signs are up. It feels real. People have been asking a lot of questions, like, what is the Post? And the Post is the Post Tavern, which is on the main floor. And Rick's is upstairs, which is going to be small bites, cocktails, and then you just have the hotel.
Yes, and that rooftop space at Rick's, I think, will just become an iconic place in Ada Village.
It very much will. So we're excited to share it with you guys in August.
Yes. All right. We are very excited to have Rob Buchanan and Lisa Caligori on the podcast today. Rob Buchanan is an Ada native. He grew up and went to school here, returned to Ada after law school to live, and in 2021 moved his boutique personal injury team from downtown GR to his vibrant hometown. Rob is a founding partner of the Buchanan Firm, and he has over 35 years of experience as a trial attorney for people wrongfully injured in auto crashes or by medical malpractice. He is also a recent past president of the State Bar of Michigan, the governing body of all 42,000 Michigan attorneys. Leslie is Rob's litigation paralegal and joined his elite team of personal injury specialists when she moved back to Grand Rapids in 2013. Leslie has been a paralegal focusing on complex personal injury claims for 17 years. Since joining Buchanan Firm 11 years ago, Leslie has been an integral part in righting wrongs for the wrongfully injured. She also leads the team in creating complex legal video case summaries for catastrophic medical malpractice and vehicle crashes.
Well, we're super excited to have Rob and Leslie. All right, we are super excited to have you guys here today with us. And we always joke that we start with the hardest question, but can you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves and then how you got into law?
Yes, my name is Rob Buchanan, and I got into law. It was kind of a family business. So my dad's an attorney, my sister is a judge, my grandfather was a lawyer. So for me, it was sort of a natural thing to get into, but started law here in Grand Rapids, worked for a firm downtown called Warner Norcross and Judd, and then sort of joined the family business in the 90s. And we were downtown until COVID hit, and then decided what's happening in Ada looks really cool, so let's move the office there. So that's kind of my backstory.
And I'm Leslie Caligiuri. I'm Rob's litigation paralegal, and law just kind of came naturally to me. I didn't have anyone in the family like Rob did, but I just really liked my courses in college, and so I did pre-law. Thought I was going to go to law school. Life changed, and I became a paralegal, and I've been doing it for 17 years, and I really enjoy what I do. I've been with Rob's firm for 11 years now when I moved back from Chicago, and we do personal injury, so medical malpractice and vehicle accidents, and it's really my niche because it's helping people who were wrongfully injured.
Yeah, and is that what really, well, you have a history of law in your family, Rob, but that's really what led you toward a family firm here in Ada?
Yes, I mean, obviously I grew up where the dinner table conversation was about a legal case or a trial, and, you know, that was the family dinner conversation growing up. And I grew up here in Ada, and so when I was able to, I went off to law school and sort of learned the business and just always loved my family and working with my family. So when I had the opportunity, I decided to join the family business.
Yeah, and you guys found the perfect space here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would see what you were doing here in Ada, and I thought, I think that's going to be something special. And I love downtown. That was a great spot to be, but what was happening in Ada was exciting.
Yeah. There's a little bit more of a closer knit feel in Ada, which when you have a family business, that's really what you're creating in your business too. So why not be in a space that has that same feeling?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a person, I love skiing. I love the outdoors and adventure. And there's just a certain sort of resort feel in a way to this community. And it's sort of casual, but friendly and just a wonderful spot.
Yeah, it is. And I know it's always fun. I'll see your team out. I know I walked by you guys on the patio at Luna recently, or I've run into you at Ada Fresh Market, Rob. And it's just, I think it's so wonderful that the businesses here do get out. They're walking around. They're supporting the other businesses or at the restaurants at lunchtime. And it's just, I feel that like that's one of the things that really makes Ada special.
Oh, yeah. At lunchtime, our staff, we go shopping at the James and beyond, and we just love, you know, going to all the different places, Croft House, and, you know, yesterday we went to O'Brien Schoolhouse for sandwiches. It was excellent. So we really enjoy the walkability and all the unique shops. It's great for like last minute gift giving, and it's wonderful. And we have the outdoor patio, which I was just sitting on. It's a little hot right now, but it's wonderful to have that space that we can entertain people, but also just at lunch, just go out and sit on the patio.
And I love it because, you know, I grew up here. I saw you in the parade at the 4th of July.
Oh, yes, I was there.
And you were there, and I got to see the fireworks here in Ada from our patio, and just the best spot, and just a fun place to be. Yeah.
So what do you guys, obviously you love Ada, we do too, but what do you guys love about what you do, about your jobs and your day-to-day? What is some of your favorite things?
Yeah, so I started practice doing a lot of commercial litigation, business disputes, basically. And what I found most rewarding was helping people that, you know, they paying for lawyers is expensive and they're injured and they need help. And just being able to make a difference in someone's life when, especially they're often hurt by a big corporation or, you know, insurance folks, and just being able to help those people out and make a difference in their life, to me, was incredibly rewarding. So I kind of made the transition and focused on doing that type of work. So we do medical malpractice cases, for example, serving patients who are injured, and as Leslie said, vehicle crash, auto and truck crashes and things of that nature.
How did that become your specialty? How did you transition into that?
I just liked that area, and I liked the scenarios and how they come together, and it was, to me, more interesting and fascinating and made a bigger difference than fighting over what does this clause mean in this contract and, you know, fighting over what I didn't think was really that meaningful in the scheme of things. So making an impact on people was more important.
Yeah, our clients are like family to us. They're with us for a long time because these cases are very complex. I think that's another reason why Rob really likes them, these types of claims, because they're tough and he has the brain to figure them out. And that's why I like working with them, because we are constantly using our brain every day figuring out complex medical issues or dealing with very tough laws that we have to combat. But so our clients are with us for a long time and they become very close. I mean, right before this, I was texting with one of them. You know, he was saying he was playing pickleball and asked if I wanted to come play pickleball. I said, well, I'll have to ask Rob, but yeah, maybe I'll come play pickleball. But and his case settled over a year ago. But he was with us for 5 years throughout a very difficult scenario where his wife passed away. And they become friends. I talk to him on a daily basis almost. And that is, that's for me, is the most rewarding part about this line of work, this or this area of law.
Yeah. When you change people's lives, really.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing. People that are in bad circumstances, we try to do our best to make it. And you can never bring back anyone, but we can try to make it a little bit better.
And the nice part, too, is we're working for people we want to work for. So when you work for the law firm, you know, the client comes in and it's the firm client and they have a dispute that they want you to handle. And you may not agree with their position, but you have to do it. And that's not our work. Our work is working for people we want to work with that we think are, you know, have been wronged by someone. And that's just fantastic. And it's a smaller group of people, so we can give them the attention and our team can work with them. And it's, and as Leslie said, they do become family. They do become our friends. And it's just very meaningful.
Yeah, most definitely. Because you're walking side by side with them in this personal journey that could be life-changing for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, and I was just talking to a client this afternoon, and she said, this is life-changing for us. Yeah. And that, to me, is wonderful.
Yeah. Rob, do you want to talk a little bit, too, about the culture that you created at work? Because I feel like your team is so close-knit, and you guys deal with tough stuff. So how did you create that culture?
Yeah, I was so used to seeing law firms be silos. So everyone was like a separate business. And I like the team aspect, you know, sort of internally we talk about we're sort of like a SEAL team. We each have our area of specialty and we each, you know, sort of focus on our own specialization and work together collectively for the best interest of the client. And I just like that camaraderie, that closeness of working as a team to help people out. And we genuinely like each other and we do things like pickleball or go on us, you know, to a sailboat in the afternoon. And so we do like to do things socially together as well. So I think the bond is as important as the work. So.
Oh yeah. And I'd been in many law firms, well, three law firms before. And so coming to Buchanan firm, it was a shock to the system because I had a voice, and that's not always the way in law firms, big law firms, where it's a hierarchy system. So when I'm being told you're in meetings, you have contributions, and the whole team does, we all have a voice, it's like, wow, this is amazing. And it really, I think, elevates the business. It makes it, believe it or not, I think it makes the business better when everyone, no matter your position, has a say in everything. So it's fun. And we, like he said, like we like to have fun together and we really genuinely have good friendships. It's not just a working relationship. It's all, we're all friends.
But we do work hard.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. But, you know, work hard, play hard. Yeah. That's kind of how it works. And I have to admit, when you guys first became ABA members and, you know, we follow you on Instagram and I'd see some of your posts, I'm like, wow, this is a law firm. These are fun people. I was really excited to meet all of you because, you know, just based on even your social media, I think, you know, it gives it some levity. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you've done something really incredible. Yeah.
Well, one of our favorite things we like to do every year is we do a holiday card and, you know, around the Christmas holiday. And it's just to try to make levity of some pretty serious topics. And it's just fun. And we sort of, you know, keep track of what's going on throughout the year and then put it together. But for us, in a way, that's been our most successful marketing piece because people know us for that. And they say, oh, you're the one that does the Christmas card. And
I have it saved in a file. I like it so much.
We're working on the next one already.
I look forward to seeing it. All right. So what are some of your biggest challenges you guys have faced being a small business?
Well, with small businesses, obviously, we're usually up against multiple law firms. And so I use the analogy of, you know, David versus Goliath, not necessarily religious connotations, but just the idea that you're sort of the, you know, the small one taking on some very tough, difficult people. And I think that is the challenge. And that's why our team aspect of bringing specialists in each component makes us effective against those big organizations. So being able to go toe-to-toe with them and in most cases prevail is what makes it so rewarding.
And my biggest challenge as marketing director of the firm has, how do you market a personal injury law firm on social media? Yeah. So thank you for giving me kudos for the social media. Katie and I work on it. But it's how do you get us in front of people and tell them what we do when they don't really need us until they need us?
Right.
So that has been a difficult thing. Marketing has always been a struggle. How do you market to someone who doesn't know that they may need you at some point in time? Mm-hmm. And that's why we like Ada as well, is we really want to get known in the community as the law firm here. Because we do medical malpractice and vehicle crashes, we can get you to any other lawyer, though. We want to be like a concierge law firm where you can come to us with any legal issue and we can tell you where to go and we can give you answers. We can't necessarily help you with your real estate, but Rob knows a lot of real estate attorneys. Right. So being right in this tight-knit community and the ABA members, like, we want to be able to really be in the community and be that concierge law firm. Mm-hmm.
Because relationships, as we all know, are so important. And that's certainly true in our business.
Yeah. And I think with something like that, I always want a recommendation from somebody I trust versus just finding. Yeah.
Yeah. So the billboard or what you see on TV, that's not how you should be selecting a law firm.
Right.
I mean, it really should be trying to find who is the expert in the area. And that's who you should go to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, most definitely. All right. So if you guys were to spend a Saturday here in Ada Village, what would your perfect Saturday look like?
For me, it would be, going to the Starbucks, getting a coffee. Actually, no, I'll change that. Foxtail. I would go to Foxtail, get a, chai latte.
There we go. Now we're talking.
And, bring my dog, as you've seen walking around with my golden retriever before, and get a pup cup. Mm-hmm. So he's happy. And then I'd probably hang out. I like the parks. I'm excited about the new covered bridge park that's going to be put in. I'm really excited about that. Pickleball, I'm sort of into that. And then probably lunch for me at O'Brien's. So I just think, and the culinary opportunities here and offerings has just been really, really exciting.
And that's what's so nice, too, is you could almost go someplace every single day for lunch. And it's a different type of food.
Right.
And that's what's so nice about Ada. Yeah. And then we're adding two more restaurants. So it's going to be great.
And I like the variety,
same.
I'm not a same-o person, for me to be able to go to Nona's or Vitale's or any of the Luna's, I mean, just incredible options.
Yep.
I have one answer. It's a one-word answer, shop. But I would have to ask Rob for his credit card. But I love the shopping. Yes, of course, I love the food. Mirth, I would probably go there for lunch. I would take my husband because he hasn't been there yet, but also just walking. I brought my brother-in-law here today, and as soon as I said, we're going to Ada, my office is in Ada, he goes, oh, covered bridge. And I was like, So I'd probably go walk the covered bridge. That's a really nice area. So it's just a beautiful little town, and the shopping is phenomenal.
It is.
Yeah, it reminds me of being in Chicago almost, like just curated shops, boutiques, and although I really love living in Grand Rapids and Chicago was fun, it just reminds me of being my time in Chicago and having those boutique shops.
Yeah, it has that walkability, like of a close-knit neighborhood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we've touched on this a little bit, but what is the best way for people to stay connected with you?
Yeah, so we're on social media. We're both on Instagram and Facebook. It's Buchanan Firm, and we have a website, buchananfirm.com. But we also are located on the third floor above Sprinkle, so it's 452 Ada Drive. So we always say stop by. We're there normal business hours, 8:30 to 5. And if you have any question, there's going to be a team member there to answer it. You can also call us, but typically we ask you follow us on social media. You can see what we're all about and go to our website.
Perfect.
And our direct phone numbers are right on our website, so feel free to call us directly.
Right.
And if you have a donut or a cup of coffee, come
on. Bring it up.
And you can sit on our patio.
Yes.
So we'd love to have you out.
Well, now that you've said that, I'm going to have to take advantage of
it. I know. Now it's out into the world.
Yep. Well, we're gonna compete with Michigan Software and have our own drinks on the deck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think you should.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. It's been fun.
All right, Cam, should we jump into the Fast Five?
Let's do it. We just want to remind all of you listeners that our Ada restaurants are open for lunch. Check their social media accounts, go on their websites, check their hours, and then come out and try their summer menus, dine al fresco. I believe all of our restaurants have spaces outside so you can enjoy the beautiful weather, or pick up takeout and take it out for a picnic in the park.
Love it. And all the lunches are great.
They are.
They are so good.
The food at all of our restaurants.
I do too. All right. And number two, Community Day for Ada Hotel will be happening on August 20th. Join Baton Collective on River Street at 10:30 a.m. to hear more about the Ada Hotel and experience a tour directed by the Ada Hotel team. This is a great opportunity for you guys to learn more about the hotel, come get a guided tour, and experience the community together at the Ada Hotel. Again, that date is August 20th at 10:30 a.m. on River Street, and you guys are all invited.
And I do want to note the Ada Hotel is now taking reservations.
It is.
Yeah, so if you have a special weekend and you want to stay there, get online and check that out.
Yep, it is adahotel.com.
Perfect. Lark is a new wine bar coming to Ada Village. This is something the community has been asking for. Literally, I've had people ask me if we can get a wine bar in Ada. So this is super exciting. It is going to be located in the Ada Hotel with access from River Street.
We are super excited. Even Kim and I, we joke about it all the time. Like, wouldn't you like to do work from a wine bar?
And now we'll be able to this fall.
Exactly. So we are super excited to have them. All right, up next, Waldo is back in Ada Village. He is hidden along all the stores. You have to look for the signs that are in the doors that say that they're a Find Waldo location. But stop by Plumfield Books for more information or visit their website at plumfieldbooks.com/events to download the passport and to collect the stamps.
Yep, and that is going on through July 31st. All right, and last but not least, last weekend was Cars and Coffee. It was the first event of this type in Ada, and then there's another one coming in August. So very excited to have Cars and Coffee come down to Ada and show off all those fantastic cars.
Exactly. It was a good one.
Yes, it was. All right. If you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn about the businesses, and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media, and subscribe to this podcast.
As always, thanks for listening. Now try to keep up.